Salutations, greetings, welcome to Never Mind Tricks, better than the best you know.
Hee-haw!
Today, the topic is wonderfully fantastic, better than wonderful and fantastic. Now, this may seem like a contradiction to a recent episode where I was talking about not being a big fan of success stories. And I'm still not. I just have to vouch the person that's giving the story. Because usually, people that are giving these stories have an entitled attitude, a distorted self-image, and thinks that the world revolves around them and them only. Definitely not someone you want to hear a success story from. But since you know, or maybe you don't know, but you're listening to me, so I'm making an assumption here that I'm not that type of a person. I'm presuming that you want to hear some success stories from me. And I would like to hear from you as well. Shoot me a text or send me an email, NevilleMindTricks, all one word, NevilleMind. TRICKS at gmail.com and share away. And if you want me to share with the group, let me know and we will go from there. So these aren't really success stories in the sense that I manifested my SP. I manifested a new shirt where you just picked a shirt to wear. I could go on and on. You know the thing. You get this. What I want to do is go over a few serendipitous events that have happened to me in the last, say 5-6 days. Just as a result of serendipity, if you will, or better than wonderful. Here we go. So I received the job offer.
Hee-haw!
Some of you may know what I'm talking about. Some of you may not. Details are forthcoming, but it came out of the blue. And thank you, Barbara, for the assist. We're watching a couple television shows. We have some shows that we watch, and it's with a four-year-old. It's kind of hard to just sit there and watch TV. But we'll watch bits and pieces, maybe get 30, 40 minutes in a day, if that. Maybe more, maybe less, depending on the day. But we do have some shows that we like, and then we do have some questions that come up from time to time. Like, there's a particular program that we watch that my mom likes. More about her later. My mom, that is, not the show. And I was wondering when the finale was. And we turned the TV on one day and just kind of sitting there putting a noise on in the background. And all of a sudden, the finale came on. So we found out when the finale was. On the subject of television, there was a particular actor that we like. He's on a show that Barbara really, really likes. Not the lead character, but still on the show. And this particular chap pretty much lived the same lifespan as my father did, born in the same year and passed away in the same year. So we were curious and did some research on the guy, which is, I guess that's what you do when you watch TV, movies, that type of thing. Maybe not everybody, but we did some research. And the one role that we've ever seen him in, he speaks in an accent. We're like, well, that doesn't make sense that he would speak in that accent since that's not where he's from. Wonder what else he was in. And you guessed it. We watched a different program that we watch on a regular basis, and he was a guest on the show speaking in his normal accent. All right, so television. I got my mom a pretty nice gift for her birthday slash Mother's Day. And we were talking the other day, and she'd mentioned that her television kind of burnt out. She had one television. And neither here nor there, just Neville talks about how self-justification is the voice of failure, or maybe it's something else. You know how to correct me. But I'm like, you know, I'm the only sibling that I feel that gives my mom anything of any substantial value worth more than a greeting card. So I got her this really nice gift for birthday slash Mother's Day. I got her a super, super nice gift before. I'm just sick of being the only one that's getting anything of value. So I'm not going to buy her a TV and just kind of left it at that. And then when she called me on Mother's Day, yes. You guessed it, not Mother's Day, Father's Day. She told me that a friend of hers gifted her not one, but two televisions. And last but not least, with the serendipitous events, is neither here nor there. I had a conversation with listener, and I've had conversations of a similar nature with different people in the past. And I respect all people. I suppose you do as well. And I look kind of look at it as neighbors. Like, I live in a rather affluent community, but it's rather diverse. And there's a lot of renters in here somehow, multiple people and families living in the same house, that type of a deal. But I'm pretty much nice and like everybody until they give me a reason not to. And I know the self-pushed out, blah, blah, blah. If you want to correct me and share your opinions, you know how to get a hold of me. But when it comes to June being the Pride LGB 4K ST PRX TL TNL 498678 9er, Roger that. PQTX49 month. Not a fan of that. I'm a fan of the people. I'm very pro whatever lifestyle someone wants to live as long as they're not hurting somebody else. I just think there's different people, different subsets of folks that should get more attention. Kind of like foster children, disabled folks. The list can go on and on. Military veterans. One can easily make the argument that's the only reason we're listening to each other right now. I'm not listening to you, you're listening to me, but you know the thing. So that's my thing. And I did make mention, and I have noticed a lot less of the nonsense. I would say at least like a like 90, 87 to 90% less nonsense than in prior years about this month. So I'm very happy for that. But there's a particular vehicle that parks. So really nice gated community that I live in. And the mailbox is in front and it's next to like a little common area with the swimming pool. It's a community pool. There's a community hot tub in there, which I use once a month if you've paid attention to a prior episode. In the summer months, of course, in the winter, I'm not gonna do that, but to each their own. But anyway, there's a vehicle that always has a flag of that kind hanging out of the back window. And it's like, I never noticed this car. For all I know, maybe it's the whole reticular activating system. Maybe I just don't notice it, but I genuinely don't see it there. I asked Barbara, I'm like, have you ever noticed this car? No, just June, and it has this the ridiculous cockamamie flag. But I saw it for about 2-3 times this month, and then now the flag's there, but it's tucked in. Yeah, no, that came out bad. Didn't really try to have it come out bad, but oh well, it is what it is. But you could call that serendipitous. So tell me what you think. What kind of serendipity have you experienced lately that may be as a result of what you're doing, of what Neville talks about? You know how to get a hold of me. I won't bore you with additional detail. You could reverse and re-lesson if you're interested. Speaking of Neville, let's end with some Neville now. And until the next time, dream better than the best. You know?
In our capacity to live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled lies our capacity to live the more abundant life. Most of us are afraid to imagine ourselves as important and noble individuals, secure in our contribution to the world, just because at the very moment we start our